In today's interview, we're happy to speak with Anthony Makhlouf, an acclaimed actor and playwright whose work often explores the intersection of identity, culture, and personal experience. His play, Pickled, delves into a deeply personal and socially significant topic, the Arab queer identity. Set against the backdrop of the Arab community here in Australia, Pickled tells the story of two brothers navigating the complex terrain of coming out to their family, challenging both social norms and traditional values. Anthony, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
We're very excited to learn more about the inspiration behind your play and the themes you explore in this play. Pickled is a unique exploration of identity. What inspired you to tell this particular story?
Well, first off, the play was written by five of us. And just so to get real quick, Najee Tunus was the concept creator. And then it was written by myself, May Yusuf, Hayden Tanazi, and Frank Kelly. And what inspired us, I guess, was just bringing to light things that often are shamed or kept secret within the community about queer identity. And also just to kind of connect with other people from that experience, because often we feel alone when we go through that personal experience of finding our queerness and stepping into our truth. And just by putting that onto the stage, it naturally draws people together and we can kind of share both the joys and the struggles of that experience.
And you're not just showing, it's not just a play, you're creating a sense of community, a sense of belonging for people to this specific group where they don't feel alone. Anthony, the title Pickled is very intriguing. Can you explain its significance in relation to the themes of the play?
So we chose Pickled because, you know, with Kabir, it's like about preservation of culture. You know, you put, you know, your pickles in this preservation of the actual pickle itself, the continuation of culture through food. And then also with the English term pickled, like you're in you're stuck in a weird situation. And the two brothers, they haven't spoken for 10 years and their mother dies and their mother decides to leave them one jar of pickles as inheritance. And so there's just a layering of themes of the preservation of culture, but also being stuck in this really awkward situation where the two brothers have to learn how to reconnect with each other in order to grieve their mother and deal with the aftermath of that loss.
That's a very intriguing theme. Anthony, in many Arab families, in our community, there's a deep sense of duty toward cultural and familial expectations. We have a lot of expectations. How do the brothers in Pickled navigate this while trying to like stay true to themselves?
Yeah, that's a great question. The way we've set up the two brothers, they're both queer. One comes out to his family and his mother kicks him out of the house. And the younger brother hides his queerness and gets to stay at home. And we specifically chose those two opposing things because I think that's a lot of, the choices many of us in real life are given within the queer community, within the Middle Eastern community. You either come out and potentially lose your whole network, or you just be quiet, get to keep your network, but you lose a bit of yourself. And so by pushing them together, the arguments and the conversations they have while preparing for their mother's funeral explore those themes of how they try to be true to themselves while also trying being true to their community. And it's not easy, and I don't think we offer a resolve in the play because I don't know if there's an actual resolve in life, but I think essentially what we land on is they pick and choose their own identity. They might take parts of their Lebanese culture that they really hold dear, like music and food, but then they also step into the truth of, you know, being, you know, who they truly are as well and letting go of stuff that doesn't serve them. I think that's eventually where we land on, and it's where the ending points to.
I'm sure you have a lot of people after the play approaching you and saying, I've gone through a similar experience. How you and the team at Pickled portray the emotional complexities? It's a very complex topic, and, you know, there's potential conflicts between personal identity and family loyalty. How was that portrayed on stage?
Absolutely. The number one thing we aim to do is to be authentic. And with the magic of theatre, there's, of course, sound and light and all that stuff. But I guess we try to also balance it out with humour as well. Like, you know, being given a jar of pickles as inheritance is actually, you know, a little bit funny. And so we try to portray the struggle as real as possible, but also we try to lift the audience up with us with moments of humor. Yeah, so it's a tightrope. It's a walking balance between those two kind of vibes. You know, you have these people in a small room and you don't want them to feel heavy and down the entire time. You want them to feel those real struggles in life, but at the same time, we need to kind of give a bit of sugar with it to make it, you know, more digestible, and that's when the humor comes in.
We usually laugh at our pain. Even in our culture, we do that in our countries all the time. We're feeling a great deal of pain and take it with a joke or with a laugh or at least with a smile. Anthony, family dynamics obviously play a crucial role in this story. I don't want to ruin it for people listening to us now. I'm planning to watch the play, but I'm very curious to know, how does the relationship between the two brothers evolve throughout the play? What do you hope audiences can take away from the journey?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to answer without giving away too much. There's a lot of what happens in the play. There's a lot of actual physical props that symbolize the blockages between the two brothers, and the way the two brothers handle these props and these objects and how they deal with them is kind of symbolic of them cleansing the blockages between them. So that's one way of the family dynamic being represented and dealt with. I just think for those that have gone through themselves, a sense of being recognized and heard and finding others like them, like, you know, substitute brothers and sisters and aunties and uncles, you know, because a lot of us Middle Eastern or even ethnic queer people will feel ostracized from our family. And so, you know, it brings people together, and hopefully they find that. And for those that haven't gone through that experience or aren't from either of those backgrounds or experiences, I guess just empathy and understanding, insight to what some of us go through. We had a showing of a development of the work last year in Fairfield, which you know of. And one really surprising feedback was a mother coming and seeing the production. And she goes, "I need to make sure that my sons know I love them no matter what." And that's something we didn't account for when we were sitting down creating the play. We just thought, we need to represent those that are like us. But that was another beautiful surprise. We've kind of taken that objective on. That, yeah, hopefully, you know, because the mother in the play is a little bit hard and she's kicked out her son and she's quite strict on the boys. And yes, that's another thing, you know, parents potentially like reviewing or reflecting on their own choices and how they parent. And, you know, is what I'm doing healthy or beneficial for my son or our family?
I think that conversation with the mom must have motivated you to keep going. The play is actually being delivered. The point is being delivered to the audiences. Do you think Pickled will resonate differently with audiences in Australia, particularly within the Arab community? Are you anticipating any conversations or probably difficult conversations the play might spark?
Absolutely. You know, we've been very true to our culture. There's a lot of code switching. We switch into Arabic a lot, and that's particularly for our community. And yeah, like we're well aware that it, like, even I'm not necessarily nervous, but there are people in my wider community that I know might find this against what they believe. But I guess that's, for me, when I make art or theatre, you know, yes, you want it to be entertaining, but for me, it needs to be tied to something meaningful. And, you know, like we were saying, that mother that came and said, you know, she wanted to change how she approached or whatever, she wanted to make sure her children were sure that she loved them. That's you know, a call to action that the work has created. And so, yeah, like I'm willing for the work to do that. You know, it's not there to disrespect anyone. It's not there to be offensive or anything like that. It's just there to kind of give insight into themes that are contentious in the community. And it's done, I think, respectfully, for sure.
Anthony, people get offended easily. Have you received, like, any backlash or maybe harassment online, people trying to put you down or like attack you personally? How do you, if any, how do you deal with that?
Not with this work, but I have been in a previous work I did with similar themes, with a play called Lady Tabuli with James Alazzi. Again, it was about a queer Lebanese man. Yeah, even when we were doing the performance, you know, an audience member actually shouted out in the middle of a scene saying this is wrong, blah, blah, blah. And I guess what I, the way I respond, I don't know, like, I guess I just don't. I don't know, like, unless it's in a conversation where people are open to explore it, I'm willing to have a chat with people. I guess it just depends on the nature of how it's put forth. You know, if it's put forth aggressively and you know that you're not going to get anywhere, I don't engage in it. But if there's someone genuinely trying to understand it, then yeah, I'm open to have a conversation. But with Tickled, no, not yet, or I'm not sure if it's going to happen, but not with this production.
Pickled premiered on the 20th of August at Belvoir Theatre, and it will continue until the 8th of September. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we wish you and the whole team the best of luck.
Thank you, Ferris. Thank you for having me.